Mark Horton has been writing songs and performing music for 4 decades. The Augusta-based musician stopped by the KMUW studios recently for a performance and conversation. We talked about his musical past, present, and future.
You've been writing songs for quite a while, and some people might remember you from years back, a band called Legs Akimbo.
That was a fun group. Legs Akimbo existed in the second half of the 80s, 86, I believe it was. I was kind of starting to find my own voice.
Life you'd known, it's so far from a home. Now it needs to be blunt, it's never-ending. Won't you tear that old...
It was like the confluence of several rivers. We were kind of this sort of no depression and new country. For me, that was already old news from people like the Byrds and Graham Parsons and the like, and Emmylou Harris, who were taking, you know, a lot of those older forms and wedding them to rock and roll.
I try as you might to please but never quite. Always on the edge of some unpleasant scene.
And for me, it was sort of the first real big bloom of do-it-yourself. Folks were recording cassettes, and there was fanzines were just popping up all over the country, and people were selling their own music out of their basement. You know, it's very much like things are now in a lot of ways, only it was so much harder.
I asked Horton about a song that's been in his repertoire for some time, Tear That Old House Down.
Won't you tear that old house down, down upon its memories, knock it to the ground.
That's a tune that kind of lived just in music form for me for a long, long, long time. It took a long time for a lyric to come to it, and every time I worked on it, it just wouldn't give it up. And so I never really forced it too hard. But the line I always had on it was, tear this old house down. And I had no idea what that meant for about 5 years. One evening, the lyrics just started coming, what it was, and then it just started cracking open.
Whoa, breaking glass, nailed the past to its own spleen. Whoa.
I wanted to ask you about I'm on Fire for Her. And I think, like a lot of good songs, you know, you can either make it about a woman or about a guitar.
Let's make it about a guitar.
Okay.
That was written as a love song, and it's pretty passionate lyrically, you know, it's just not worth it. This gal broke up with me about 2 weeks after that. I had this great song and no one for it to be for anymore until I met my wife, and now we've adopted it.
Now in his 50s, Horton still has his eyes fixed on his musical future.
You know, I have 3-4 decades worth of original songs now, and I've got, you know, a lot of time under my belt, and there's nothing more than I can do with all of that than just do it.
For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.
I was on my guard. Spark caused it to smolder, and then a breath caused it to blaze.